All right, here we go, y'all. And I just did this rant. It had to be educational at the same time. But no, Shaw picking trash bag, Henry Garcia, the fighter Orion Garcia's pappy, the pappy of Orion Garcia, had their sausage nappy head. And stupid dumb brothers not saying nothing. I had to go ahead and say that because I don't play with anti-black Hispanic people. I don't. And I'm part Hispanic. When I say I'm part of my ancestry wise, on my mom, and I ain't lying, on my dead mom, because I trace her ancestry, she the one shaming her ancestry. She's the loudest about me, her to get fucking along. That's one reason why I thought I'm the one. But my fourth grandfather was a black Spanish girl, that's Real. And both his parents were from Louisiana, and they was changed to Real, so they don't learn. A lot of people forget that Louisiana was a Spanish colony, okay, besides French. So, as a poor Hispanic brother, I don't play with anti-black Hispanic Latino people. I don't fucking play. I don't. I don't have tolerance for anti-black Latino people. And I'm poor Hispanic. Like I said, I'll let you know I have Hispanic roots and I'm not ashamed of it. Okay. Can't call me anti-Hispanic. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not ashamed to mention it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm a proud descendant of Armstead Real. That's my fourth grandfather on my mom's side of family, who was black Spanish Creole. And I'm not ashamed of the last name of Real. I hate the fact it was changed to Riles. But to sit here and let some stupid Bendejo, a Bendeja cub, and the X, if you want to be transgender, will come here and start to talk to people, African same people like dogs, and then whine about, oh, but black people pick them. I'm not saying that African people who pick on Hispanics is right, it's still wrong either way, but we know our history. The reason why there's anti-blackness in the Latino community, people forget I'm from Texas. See, Texas was a slave state. All white Anglo-Saxons, because I have Anglo-Saxon blood too, ancestors wanted to steal the state from Mexico for slavery. They had help. Not only had people with African descent who were free, and those who were slaves, mixed and pure, you had those who were Mexican on their side, the Tejano soldiers. And the Tejano soldiers went against their Mexican country and to lick the boots of the white supremacists who stole their state from slavery. And they became slave owners. And they were listed as white, even though they had Spanish, Asian, and Afro-Mexican nigga blood in them. So these N-word words just get on my nerves when these people figure out who the fuck they are. So that started anti-black racism from Latinos right there. Yes, you had Mexicans at the border helping Africans if you cross the border to be free. But you Texas, like I say, I don't know what happened in California. And I always ask that question about California. How I became anti-black amongst Latinos. And the reason why I answer that question, because the last governor, a Mexican governor, Alta California, Mexican California, was part black, Pio Pico. So what happened? The founders of California, were part African. What the fuck happened? Who taught these, and I hear stories of dumb African individuals, some bashing both cotton picking and straw picking assholes in this podcast, picking on Mexican dudes. Why are you picking it? No, I was that person. I had a cousin like that dude. I had to check his ass. Like, hey, they ain't born us. What the fuck? Back in 1991? Yeah. He deceased now, but he was we was friends with the older brother, and he was cool with us. And the kids were playing his young siblings and with the park in North Houston, in Northside. And my cousin says, go pick on those Mexican kids. I said, you're wrong for that. I was letting you, I see wrong for that. They're not even bothering us. What's wrong with you? But see, and I'm defending this situation. He went to John Long Middle School. It's weird because I live by Jing Long Middle School, where I got evicted, right? Back in 2020-21, okay? But he was at Jing Long Middle School, and I remember back in 1990s, they had the cotton pick tribal fights. They had African students in Latino school, mostly Mexican, because not all Latinos are Mexican, fighting, acting dumb ass. And he would tell me, and the white people was not on the Mexican side this time. They was on the African side, yeah, at that school. So, Jay Long Middle School, and then that's why I didn't go to Asia. I didn't hell the fuck not to go to Houston Being School District. So they had some good old bio dumbass schools on purpose. Like, they really want some lean on me, Eastside High, without a Joe Clark mess, okay? Hell no. Nah. So, yeah, that's why the kids were out of control. We know, I went to Little Park ISD. And you can tell when someone from Houston ISD came in and they, you know, rules, the street rules and stuff we had our school district. So that's why I'm like that. But no, Houston HISD, they schools mostly minority areas. They truly made those schools to fail. In African American and Hispanic, I'm not lying, that's why you have a bunch of fucking gang members in both communities. They really want to see the African American people and Hispanic people fail on purpose. Gentrification stuff, right? So he went to Jane Long Middle School in Southwest Alabama, and they were fighting. And he, I guess, the Mexican kids, at Latino kids at the time, was very anti-black, and he was taking it out. I said, "No, leave those children alone. They're not. It was an offside. They're not bothering you, and they're cool with us. They brother cool. What the fuck? Like, I like it. Brought. So I'm not here. I saw things in my eyes. And, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to buy a pick on you as a kid, it's messing kids, messing pick on you. Like, it just gets on my nerves. I don't understand it. But, and I understand it's still the parents on both sides who need to be checked. See, everybody be checking the white kids' parents because white people got power. That's why you want white people not to be racist, because they got power and they use that racism to stop you from getting what you want. But when you are African-American, Hispanic descent, you don't got no damn power. You being racist, you my only time you got power if you work with white supremacists who choose to work with you. But you work, you know what I'm saying, but you working with white supremacists to be racist. African-American people and Latinos got no damn power to be fucking racist. You know what I'm saying? They don't. People of color don't got no damn problem. How the fuck? So that's, people say people can be racist. Yes, they can. They can engage in the power of people who do have power, racist. Okay? So, for you teaching your kids to hate Mexicans or hate African people, you stupid. Don't whine when you, when a white person, fucking discriminate against your bitch ass of color, whether it be an African or Hispanic, don't fucking whine about it, because it's your fucking karma. You teaching your fucking kids to be fucking racist, just like the Klan will teach your kids. You're a fucking dumbass parent and grandparent and auntie, uncle, Theo, Thea, Abrita, or whatever. It doesn't matter, okay? At this moment, you're dumb. You're stupid. You're dumb. You're stupid. You should not have kids. You should have ex-kids. Shoot, kids are innocent. Don't be teaching your kids to hate people. That's what it starts from. Because I know. You know why me and my mother and Austin didn't get along? It's weird that I get my experience from her. And she probably would not acknowledge it if she was alive right now. She raised me. And one thing is why I didn't respect my parents, because they would be flip-flopping all the time. They say one thing and another. She taught me not to be racist towards people. And then when something happened to her, you know, she raised me, she's trying to indoctrinate racism. She was anti-Hispanic. Even though she had Hispanic, it was my own fucking mother. Yes, when I came back from El Paso, Texas, she did not like the fact I went to El Paso to escape my family. And she brought about the message to see you as a nigga. And I said, well, I don't think it happened to me. Because see, one thing, people can see you as a nigga, but don't be the nigga. You know what I'm saying? After my grandfather on my dad's side died, she was trying to do something to me, be violent. I wasn't scared of her because I had violent thoughts to kill her in self-defense. But you had people who believe that a parent at the age 18 can treat you like shit. Some feed minds, especially African people's plantation shithead minds, and you just swear the Bible, if I'm not even Protestant anymore. in Canada at 18 and 13 years old back in 93. Then, she, one of the girls I like in high school, okay, and she went to North Shore. She's part Hispanic, but she's not Mexican. She's African-American, Creole, and Puerto Rican. And when I told her back in the 1990s of this chick, oh, don't they know where they'll kill you. This is your own mother who's supposed to teach you right from wrong, telling you that she thinks she's entitled because she's a that's one thing. I ain't the perfect Catholic Christian. But in Matthew 10, it tells you if you love your father, brother, or sister more than you love God, you know, disciple his. Why do you think you say that in Matthew 10? I ain't the perfect Catholic Christian. Because it tells you that when your parents teach you to do wrong and you choose wrong instead of do right, you don't love God. So you hate your parents. You don't tell them to hate your parents, but it means you love God more. They're supposed to serve God more. You serve your parents. That's why one thing I'm glad in the book of Acts, it say, obey God, ready man. So a man tell you to do wrong, you're being told to do wrong, you hold to right. You will go against what the person who's in authority tell you to do wrong. So I never exposed that secret, but that's another reason why I kept my distance, because I do speak Spanish. And moderate learning high school, she was shot that went to Dominican Hispanic High School when she came to my graduation. And it's weird that I was tracing her lineage. I get Hispanic roots from her side of family, down her family tree. Remember, her pussy brought me into this world when she out there fucking my dad and trying to lie to my dad. She was on Plan B, okay? But down her family tree is a Spanish last name Real, and that's not a lot. One of my stalkers, who's talking about the Ryan Garcia, said it's a lot because he's talking to my second older brother, who's ashamed having mixed heritage ancestry, should I say? And I don't want to be my second old, but I'm my own the fucking individual. Like, that's not my fault. Our mother did not raise us. I was raised away from my mother. That's why me and her didn't get along. I was not used to her being a mother to me. And she was an abusive bitch. So, but yes, she has some anti-Hispanic racism in her. But tracing her lineage, her ancestry, she had Hispanic ancestry from Louisiana. I didn't tell her that, though. I told my grandmother, her mother, the one she was, my grandmother was scared of my mother. My mother was abusive towards her own mother, okay? I guess she was trying to be abusive. She was scared that karma was going to go back in her bitch ass. And yeah, I thought about killing her when she tried to abuse me. Now, I go kill her. No, she tried to get violent. She's a Scorpio. And she wanted violent Scorpios 2 days before Halloween. I'm a Leo. I ain't being a Leo. I don't like nobody telling me shit. So I was raised by her. And it's funny when I look at the Bible, it said that I know you from your womb, your mom. In Jeremiah, I guess God separated us, you know, for a reason. You know what I'm saying? My dad decided to embrace me. So, and she was violent towards my grandmother, her own mother. She's the first child. Both of my parents are the first child to my grandmother's. So, my grandmother said, we had Spanish. I said, you remember Grandma Anna? That was her daddy's grandmother who died at 74. When my mother was carrying my sister, because my sister will be 50 this year. I said, Grandma Anna, her dad last name was Real. It wasn't Rouse. Oh, Grandpa is my second grandfather. That's my grandma's grandfather. Grandpa Gilly's dad looked like a white man named Sam Collins. His dad was a white person. They say he was Creole, but I found Jack Collins was born in Georgia, so I don't know how he's Creole. And his mother was a white woman. They married after slavery because he passed as white in the 1870s, and he had my third grandfather. He born 1876. Anna Riles, born from Marta Wright, that's my fourth grandmother, and Amistad Real. Even on the marriage they put Real. Them white people put Real. But on the sins record, it says Real, R-I-L, which is Spanish, right? But it got changed to Riles later on. Real is a Spanish last name. He was born in Texas, but parents from Louisiana. So when they saw that, it was a Spanish colony one period of time. That's how he has his Spanish last name. So it got changed to Riles. So this is on my mother's ancestry, okay, on her mother's side. So it's weird that God took me, did not let me be raised by my abusive mother and had me go to my toxic family, but it was less toxic on my dad's side of the family. My school in Galena Park, until all my business, was predominantly white in the 80s. It came from predominantly Hispanic in the late 80s and early 90s, mostly Mexican descent. That's how I know Selena Quintanilla before she died. I started listening to her music in 93, and I was in the eighth grade. I was turning, because we had to start school before my birthday. You start school in September, start school in August, and before my 14th birthday, it's funny because I failed the first grade and graduated in 98 to 97. I was turning 14 prior to the turning school. Of course, so funny, if I was in the ninth grade, turning 14. Yeah, the 13 going 14. Yeah, anyway. So I was 14 years old in the eighth grade. And I started listening to Selena Quintanilla. And so I understand that my mother was violent, and I could tell she was violent because she was afraid the shit she did to her mother would come back and haunt her. But like I say, I don't believe in beating your kids and talking to you. The kids crazy. Because I'm bipolar. When people talk me crazy, so I don't work for nobody. Part of me wants to be violent, and I don't want to go to jail. I'm American clean. We live in Texas. I don't like my white ancestors, okay? I'm a white ancestor, I get away with you, my privilege. But I don't like my white ancestors anyway. But yeah, so that's why she knows. When she moved to Greensport, I did not know it was cotton picking and sharpie and fight in Greensport. Yeah, it's not, I think it's not that no more. But back in the day, it was. And, you know, I was shocked to see that part of my mom. But I did what the Bible say, not her false interpretation. And I kept my distance from her because she was violent, and I didn't want to go call the laws because people in the family, how dare you call it out on your mama? That's wrong. And she brought you in the world. Shut up with your stupid slave mentality, bitch ass motherfuckers. They're my damn nerve. With your plantation ass motherfuckers, they're my nerve. That way, have a fucking toxic family. You can do it with the white man's wanted. And have toxic family, so you will not grow as a people. Anyway, you all got white man's blood. You doing exactly what your white man's great policy is. It's funny. Y'all want to act like they're not have no white blood in you, but you show perpetrating what the white supreme want. Anyway, as I said, so. You're not gonna bully me. There's times, and in 2017, when I was in my apartment, cause she tried to bully me a couple times, and part of me wanted to kill her. I'm sorry, I called laws, and it killed me suicide before the police come. I'm not advocating that it's okay, but I didn't want to go to jail because I'm not the type of person who want to go to jail. I don't want nobody putting hands on me. I man up. At 27 years old, going on 28, I told her, I don't want to talk to you no more. I'm telling you, so I'm a grown man, that's 28, no, 38, 30, 36, going 38. I told her straight up that I didn't want to talk to her no more and leave me alone, call my phone no more. And I told her the way how she treated me, and she said she apologized. She have pride at the apologize. That's the last time I talked to my mother. And she died in 2022. No, I don't feel, but I cry about it? No, because I asked God to get her away from me. And if it has to take her life to get away from me, I asked God because I got tired of feeling not free as an adult. You know what I'm saying? And he actually took both my grandmother on my dad's side, who abused as well. And but that's what's letting you know. My mother has Hispanic roots. One thing, that's why my stalker, if he is working with my brother, because my brother, that sector of African people who don't like to mention their mixed heritage, and they pick on people who do. I'm not one of those people who are like to pick on me. You just a dumb female trash bag trying to want people to be in the same circle of mindset. I'm not the one of the people. I'm my own individual. I don't like to live for nobody. I live for myself. I'm a little miserable and have diabetes and heart stroke behind someone living for some idiot. So, why live for myself? Do the fuck I want to do. Like, it gets my ass wrong. My brother is a people pleaser. I'm not. Okay? So, bitching Miss Harris from people and I just be ashamed of it. That's my lingo. I'm not here to deny my heritage for other people. So, that being said, but she was the one concerned, even if I find my white ancestors and find my white family members, she's telling my mama they gonna do, like, stop with that fear compare bullshit. But I told, I don't want to talk to you no more. I'm not going to turn 40. Hell no. You gonna run my life. I'm 40 years old. Hell no. I ain't say all that shit, but I let her know. I don't want to talk to you no more. Don't call my phone no more. And then she didn't call no more. Hurricane Harvey came. She started contacting me. I ain't give a damn about having a hurricane. I don't want to call me about a hurricane, but don't call me the Hurricane Harvey. So if I did pass away, remember you used to treat me like shit while I was alive? Like, come on. I blocked that phone. I blocked her. I ain't talked to my mother since then. So I had to reveal that. My mother had anti-Hispanic racism. Okay? But it's funny. Her ass had Hispanic roots. And the last thing was real. Why you think I'm so loud about it? Because she would try to shut that down if I was around her. To a point I might have to put her in the grave. Because I'm grown. You don't fucking tell me to do what I'm grown. I don't give a fuck about some dumbass person who do. Because I'm not them. And I could get lost in her ass and beat her bitch ass and come dog on hashtag I'm not marching. Because I don't believe that she ain't gonna believe it. I don't believe that abusive shit. But that's why. Why do you think I'm so loud, proud of my real heritage? Because I had a parent who had in her bloodline who probably been ashamed of it. But I'm not ashamed being mixed. I'm not here to please dumb people, especially people acting saying who are mixed, who ashamed of it, because Master Satan, who got a plan to trying to live for other dumb people and want nobody in life is miserable. I'm not trying to live miserable for dumb people. Fuck them. They can lick my dick, lick my ass, suck my dick, will come in. I'm not trying to live for nobody else. Fuck them. They ain't relevant. Okay? That's what she was doing, people pleasing. I'm not here being on damn people pleasing. Fuck them people. It's funny, the stalker is making fun of my mom, but she will agree with some of the stuff he say. And that's something. So I'm doing something right. But she's no longer here. I'm not mad, what? I'm not crying, what? She was a cancer to the family. My mother abused her own mother, my grandmother. And that grandmother on my mom's side is a nicer one. The one on my dad's side was an asshole. That's why it even my own fucking dad told her she should have aborted him. And he cussed her out before Christmas. 2 days before Christmas. Sure did. Actually, it was 3 days before Christmas. 22nd, right? 27th. It's weird. I was nice to their paternal grandmother in our little discussion and debate. I wasn't rude. I wasn't cussing. I didn't raise my voice. Because I didn't go along with her abuse of her belief system. She was going to kick me out of the house when I had $50 in my pocket. $50 in my bank account in Wells Fargo. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, she's trying to kick me out. I ain't gonna lie about that. She died on 23rd December, so I was 22. That's 15 years later. 2007, she done kicked me out. That's weird. That's weird. I don't miss her either. She was abusive. She's the reason why I'm struggling right now. She want me to get grown. Both of them were trying to make sure I'm be grown. But the boy will fight over how to raise me. That's why I call mom or my grandma on my dad's side. And she would lie to my mother sometimes. My mother won't see me. Oh, he's sick. And even my grandfather said, that's wrong what you did. She wasn't taking care of him. Remember, I didn't come from her. I came from my brother, right? Your son contributed that. Your son is my dad. So now you know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend though that's my heritage is not real. Yes, on my mother's side, that's what the Hispanic roots, and I kept that a secret for a long time because I didn't want, you know, any, but my mother was anti-Hispanic, was racist. And as I got older, not as a kid, as I got older in my adult, in my teenage years, and I didn't give a fuck. But yeah, I was gonna kill her. I don't lie about that. I was gonna murder her if she put a hand on me and try to beat me. She was violent bitch. She always trying to intimidate people. But she's one thing. Let me warn you, dumb people who intimidate people. Just because someone seems scary and your face scare you, the back of our heads want to figure out a way to kick a bitch ass. I mean, I ain't trying to advocate violence here, but these people have to intimidate other folks. The back of your head. I hear it's like, ha, I may be scared of this person now, but how I would kill this person for trying to do me. That's, and I would never, and I'm not here to advocate people should kill their mothers and fathers. But when you're abusive toward your kids, that's the risk you have to deal with. When you're abusive toward your kids, and sad, you destroy the God's word to even be abusive, like the slave master on a plantation in our family tree. The back of here, you don't realize there are times I didn't want to go to jail behind that and go to prison because I probably would be in the feds right now. Real talk. She was abusive. Trying to bully someone, put a hand on somebody. I was trying to fight. Before my dad met her, she always had a reputation of fighting. You know what I'm saying? And my dark skinned cousin. Cause my mama on camera skin like me, Lily. Lily put a gun. I ain't not know Lily put a gun in her. Yeah, Lily. And I don't blame cousin Lily. Her first cousin put a gun on her ass. Stop bullying people. Stop acting like you big and bad. Said she bullied her own mother. My grandmother is a sweet grandmother. Her mother. She's not a toxic woman. She's sweet. She was scared of her own daughter. That's how bad my mom was. But I'm the last child. I pretend to be scared because I don't want to hear nobody run a bitch ass mouth. Oh, you wrong. Shut the fuck up. Don't come try to tell me where I'm wrong. Back of my head wanted to kill her. We started to put a hand for whoop my ass out of high school. Cause me and my grandma had issues. My grandfather confronted my grandma about this on my dad's side. Her ass wanna be violent. My head thinking, bitch, I want to kill your bitch ass. I want to kill you. I call CPS on my grandmother, my dad's side. You do this, your bitch ass too. Your mind going jail, we'll put your ass in jail. But probably want to take a life. I ain't gonna lie about that. I'm not gonna lie. Because I want to educate people. When you violent towards your kids, some of us, I'm grown, I'm 44 years old, the back of your head is defense mode. Oh, you want to violate me? You want to use me for your fun, for your gratification? I'm gonna do something to your ass when you're not looking. Don't abuse your kids. Don't teach your kids hatred. You're going to be teaching to love thy neighbor. Nobody going to go to church no more. Nobody going to believe in God no more because your parents like your asses who are toxic and you twist the Bible to just feed your toxic and you're committing blasphemy. I'm telling you like it is. Real talk. Okay? And I'm glad I have a testimony that don't be doing that to your kids because your kids might end up in nursing homes and kids be killing old parents had on parental abuse to them as kids. Real talk.